Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show. It's the Buckmaster Show on the Thursday, the 7th of July, 2016. Hope it's been a good week for you, a shortened work week indeed. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and we live stream our show for worldwide listening at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Our live line number 790-2040 for your questions and comments, and we look forward to hearing from you as well on our Facebook page, which is easy to find under my name, Bill Buckmaster, and we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Well, a citizens group, a grassroots group that was called Clean and Accountable Elections, that's Arizonans for Clean and Accountable Elections, has called off its signature gathering effort. They needed 150,000 signatures to put its clean elections referendum on the November 8th ballot. Let's go to the live line and former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard. Mr. Goddard served as the AG in Arizona for 8 years. He's the former mayor of the city of Phoenix. Terry, how are you?
Doing good, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Earlier this year, you launched Vox Populi, Association of Arizona, VPA, to fight dark money in Arizona. I'm just curious, this effort that failed, the signature gathering effort, is it reflective in any way, Terry Goddard, of interest in so-called dark money in this state?
Well, I don't. That's not good. There are two items out there, and unfortunately, both of them are now not moving forward for this November's ballot. The first one was the one that I helped to write, which was a prohibition on dark money in Arizona politics. And I'm still very committed to that goal. We simply felt we couldn't get the... That was an effort to amend the Constitution of the state, and that needed over 300,000 signatures. And it just didn't seem like we were on track to get that. We had an important financial backer, withdrew his support. And so we had to go back to square one. I'm still dedicated in trying to get that done in the 2018 election cycle, and VPA, the organization that you described, still has an active website, and we're still recruiting people to help us fight against dark money in politics, which unfortunately Arizona is one of the prime examples in the country of domination by anonymous political contributions. Now, the item you just referred to is an effort to which I also was very enthusiastic about, which was an effort by initiative to pass a new law which would make clean elections in Arizona more viable, that is public financing of candidates. And they just announced that that one is not going to be able to get enough signatures either. So that's a real blow, I think, for democracy in our state, because it's not going to be able to go forward. Now, there's one more, and it's still viable. And I want to emphasize that many of us are working to refer an atrocious bill that was passed by the legislature, Senate Bill 1516. And they've still got until August, I think, the 8th, to collect signatures to put that bill on the ballot for as a referendum. And so I encourage people to still look for those petitions, if you're not passing them yourself, and let's at least have that opportunity to protect our democracy.
And that needs how many signatures again, Terry Goddard?
Well, yeah, we're playing the numbers game. A referendum is half as many as an initiative, so they need 75,000 good signatures. And over the 4th of July weekend, we had literally hundreds of volunteers covering picnics and gatherings across Arizona, and we're still tabulating the numbers that came out of that effort. But our hope is that we got a big chunk, and that can help to interest some of the funders and the pro-democracy funders that are supporting this kind of effort, because we probably need a little extra help, just a little less than a month to go before the deadline on the referendum. And the reason the deadlines are different, right? We don't need to get into that anyway. 75,000 is the number we need. It looks like we've got about 25,000 right now, so we need to make a huge effort in the next few weeks.
But you believe that this effort is, well, the whole issue of so-called dark money is very, very much alive in Arizona.
Oh boy! Just to recount the last recent history, as I'm sure you know, Bill. Mm-hmm. In the 2014 election, we were the high point, or the poster child, I guess you'd say, for dark money in elections in America. It was a bigger percentage, as far as I can gather, of all of the non-candidate money that was spent was anonymous. Nobody could say with any certainty where it came from. And it elected, in every election in which it played, it elected the person it supported. So from the governor to the attorney general to the secretary of state, and many, many members of our legislature got very significant dark money support. So the only option, I believe, that voters in Arizona have to change things is going to be not through their elected officials. The elected officials have already said, they've already indicated where they stand. So it has to be done through an initiative or a referendum. It has to be done by citizens taking the power in their own hands through the constitutional process that we have in Arizona.
We're speaking with former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard. The folks who, the knock on all of this effort by Terry Goddard and others who want to shine new light on dark money, they say that, well, once we find out who these dark money donors are, they will just be targeted.
So. Well, I sometimes just get those terrible feelings of anguish and sympathy for the Koch brothers, but it doesn't happen often. I think it's a little hard to feel that billionaires who are trying to manipulate our political system are deserving of a great deal of sympathy. And it's absolutely true that they have no First Amendment right to stay secret. That issue came up, as you probably know, with the Citizens United case, the one that opened the door for corporate money in politics and changed the entire scene in America. Nonetheless, Justice Kennedy, in writing that opinion, said that he believed that the antidote for massive new spending in American politics would be full disclosure. So our Supreme Court, as conservative as it is, has spoken out absolutely foursquare in favor of disclosure. In other words, they have said there is no right to remain secret. If you want to be a political player, if you want to manipulate the political process through massive contributions, you need to tell the public who you are. And that's written in Citizens United. It's written in a number of other Supreme Court opinions. There's no question that is the law of the land. But it depends upon our legislatures and our Congress to pass disclosure acts, and they have refused to do it.
All right, Terry Goddard, we have a couple of Facebook friends who have some questions. One of them pertains to the local attorney race here, the race between Barbara LaWall and Joel Fineman. You have taken a stand in that race, I understand?
Yes, I have. I've endorsed Joel as somebody I've known a long time. I've known his family for a long time, and I think he's a real breath of positive, not to say anything diminishing about the other candidate who I've worked with for years and think is a first-rate and honorable prosecutor. I just think there's a chance to bring some new talent to the table, and Pima County, as always, is a leader. I think Joel will be exactly that kind of leader in law enforcement.
Another question from a Facebook friend about your own political future. Would you consider running for governor again?
I'm leaving that honor to other people. I think it's now, you know, I've given it the office, as they say, and I'm very interested, obviously, from being involved in the fight against dark money, in the quality of Arizona politics. But I think far more for me now to hopefully help some talented young people to get involved and help to grow the next team than to try to go back into that fray myself. I've tried it twice in 20-year increments, and if I wasn't getting the message from the voters, I feel that I was definitely not listening. So I want somebody else to make that effort, and I'm trying to encourage other people to do so.
You think Arizona's in play in the presidential race this time around?
I think it could be. That's an exciting prospect in that we haven't been in play for a long time. But certainly the Clinton name has been able to carry Arizona at least once in my lifetime, and if Hillary's the nominee, as I think she will be, that there's definitely a fighting chance that Arizona will be in play. I know that's an outside sentiment, and that our history over the past several elections runs in the opposite direction. But I just think that, especially if Trump's the nominee, that the Arizonans will be thinking very long and hard about whether they want to go that way.
How's the bench on the Democratic Party for the governor race that will be coming up in a couple of years?
You know, I hate to predict it. That 2 years is a long time.
Yes, it is.
We've got some very exciting young folks in the legislature that have been. One of them is in your Tucson bailiwick. Senator Farley is certainly an exciting leader. I think we've had a number of others that are beginning to show great promise, and so I believe that more and more people are going to be turning for other answers. I mean, frankly, young people looking for a career in politics, if there are any left that are doing that, and I think there are, the opportunities are all the Democratic side because the Republicans have all the statewide offices and the majority of the legislature. So if you're young and talented and looking for a place to land, obviously the Democrats offer you, just right at the beginning, a much better chance. Plus, we've always been more receptive to new ideas.
Terry Goddard, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And I see that it's cooler in Tucson today, as always. I wish you joy in your good weather.
Thank you very much. Terry Goddard.
Take care.
Thanks, former Attorney General in Arizona. Green Things is one of our fine sponsors. They've got two great workshops coming up this weekend. 8 o'clock. Check that out. No, it's 10 o'clock for the workshop, the free gardening workshop. I was thinking about the Farmers and Artisans Market, which is on Thursday. Today it was at 8 o'clock. But the workshops, 10 a.m., how to build a nice little fairy tale garden will be on Saturday morning at Green Things. And then on Sunday, the focus at 10 a.m., Sunday morning, fruit trees, 3384 East River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com. Check them out. They do a great job over there. Be right back.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at 5-Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit 5-star-termite.com.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with businesses they trust. Hi, this is Alan Schultz with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, here to remind you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week. Are you accredited? To apply today, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to start with trust.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. It is the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster telling you about one of our favorite places to go for a kind of weekend getaway, and that's 3 hours east of Tucson to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Their fine website lists all the many places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge, Pinos Altos Cabins. There's a couple of dozen great places in the area. They're at southwestnewmexico.org. The website also lists the many things to do, like hiking now in the very green Gila National Wilderness. Check it out, Silver City. It's cooler over there, too, by the way. Of course, they've got that elevation of 5,500 to 7,000 feet. Translation? Cooler days and nights. So that is good right there in Silver City. Let's go to the live line now. Dr. Robert Hendricks, Associate Professor Emeritus at the University of Arizona College of Education. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on education, one of two dozen folks that we regularly have contributing to our program. He's the former superintendent of the Flowing Wells School District. Dr. Hendricks, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. There's a lot of folks that are upset about the way the distribution is going on the Prop 123 situation. Many people believed that it would all go to teachers, and that never really was the case. That was not written hard and fast into 123, but each district is allocating as they see fit to teachers. But a lot of folks are confused about what's going on.
Well, I think part of the confusion, Bill, is that if you were to believe the commercials, the focus was primarily in putting money into teacher salaries. And I do believe that was the intent, and that was where most of the impetus went in the proposition. However, you're right. The districts do have the latitude to spend some of that money in capital items, which are typically funded by bond initiatives approved by voters. But they could use the money for land and building improvements and vehicles and textbooks and so forth. But I believe that's a bit of a betrayal of public trust if you're going to use the bulk of the money for that. I mean, when superintendents were asked in Southern Arizona, what are you going to use the money for, most were very transparent by saying, we're going to use the bulk of the money for salaries, and there are some other needs, capital needs, such as computers that we're going to spend a small portion of the money on, but not the bulk. And as we look at Southern Arizona, I think most of the districts have been true to their word and are using most of the money to go into teacher salaries.
That isn't the case, apparently, at TUSD. Is it about 30% they have said is going to go to teacher salaries?
Yes, and I'm dismayed by that. I'm really surprised. I'm astonished that the district would take that direction. I don't think, as a voter, that was an authentic response to what Proposition 123's purpose was. They can certainly do that, but I think if I were a voter in that district, I would say, "Hey, wait a minute, time out." you're going to use two-thirds of the money for capital expenditures, and only a third of it's going to go to teacher salaries, I would cry foul.
Well, you know, districts don't have, well, maybe the situation is they felt they needed to put that money towards some of the items that traditionally, as you said, would have been covered by bonding. Now, I'm not defending the decision, but I'm thinking that might be what they're thinking.
I understand that thinking, but again, you know, the appropriate avenue for generating money for those kinds of large capital expenditures should be through a bond issue. And that, you know, that's between the district and the voters, whether they can get a bond issue approved or not. But I think most districts realize that, you know, the major front and center problem related to this proposition was to get money in the hands of teachers, because the issue of teacher retention, the issue of raising salaries not only on the short term but long term basis was the general intention of this proposition. And, you know, to say only a third of it is going to go to teachers and classified employees, I would think that it's probably a surprise to the employees as well, because I never heard that was the intent previously.
790-2040, Matthew has called us on the live line. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, and first of all, Andrew, first of all, thank you for what you did in trying to get 1-2-3 passed. I mean, that was a very difficult decision, and I understand your concerns. I respect the fact that each school district locally is going to have to make choices. Two questions I have for you. One, could you tell me, is there a time frame that they have to use the money? That's sort of something, or can they bank any of the money for the next budgets? Two, my concern is that we've flooded the entire state, and I hope you address this at the AEA. We've flooded the entire state with a lot of new money, and I don't want to see school districts having a war of salaries, or not even salaries, just signing bonuses.
Okay.
Which is going to mess up pay scales and things like that. So that's my concern. I hope you address that in a broader scale with all the school districts. Thank you.
Okay, Matthew, you're speaking with Dr. Robert Hendricks, our Buckmaster Show education contributor. But what about the distribution? What about those points, that the first point especially, Dr. Hendricks?
Well, it's my understanding that districts can hold some of that money back in contingency as a rainy day fund, you know, for future expenditures. But certainly the intent was to try to spend as much of that money immediately as possible, since the allocations are going to be given on a yearly basis. So one would believe that, you know, the intent was to spend that money, if not immediately, within, you know, a very near future, because that's where the power of those dollars are going to come, by spending it as you can.
So, and getting to the Arizona Education Association, I would think this would be a huge issue now with teachers. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it is an issue, and I think if we're going to look at simply salary schedules of school districts, yes, it is competitive, and there are signing bonuses. There are particularly bonuses in rural areas, and bonuses have been used for the critical hard-to-match salaries, such as in mathematics and in the science areas. So I think districts are going to be somewhat creative with the use of those monies. But I think if you look at what Southern Arizona administrators have done, they proceeded fairly cautiously, in my opinion, in that the dollars that they're giving are in two categories. One, there are dollars that have been given as a one-time bonus. And then there's a generally a a salary increase that is given in the salary schedule, which essentially is in perpetuity. So it's important to separate those dollars, because if you infuse a very large lump sum into the salary base initially, then you could run into some problems later financially in terms of trying to match those payrolls. So, two categories of salaries, you know, a flat amount given as a one-time bonus, and then a percentage that's going to be given into the salary schedule that teachers are going to see every single year.
Dr. Hendricks, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you, sir.
You're most welcome. Bye.
Okay, Dr. Robert Hendricks, the Buckmaster Show contributor on education. Our summer edition of the Bon Voyage travel segment is coming up. Ryan Hansen going to be with me in studio. There's some breaking travel news about flights to Havana, Cuba, the long-awaited distribution of who's going to get the big flights. Came out today. We'll talk about it next.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now, with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques? It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Emil Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review. Plus, Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll talk with Daryl Cole. Mr. Cole is City of Tucson Transportation Director. Our Friday roundtable features Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com and Jim Nitzel, the Tucson Weekly. Matt Russell has Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is time for our summer edition of our travel segment sponsored by Bon Voyage Travel. Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Bon Voyage is Ryan Hansen. Bon Voyage celebrating 40 years of delivering a wide range of travel-related services to Southern Arizonans through four offices and a strong internet presence at bvtravel.com. And you know, just like my radio show where I say trust Buckmaster, the most trusted voice, I think it's very safe to say this is a nice fit because Bon Voyage is known for being the trusted place for travel.
You know, in this industry, you don't survive 40 years without doing things the right way. And we are very customer-centric. A lot of people ask me, oh, do you feed all of your customers to the same cruise line or the same hotel properties? And you and I have talked about this. Travel is so personal.
It is.
What you want or what I want is so different, and what we think is luxury, what we think is the type of food we enjoy, the cultural or architectural or historical reference points that resonate with us. So for us, it's all customer-centric. So that's why we think we are different from what you just might find on younameit.com. website for travel. We're personal and we make that connection for you.
And just like I say during our medical segments, that you have to be your best medical consumer. You've got to do your research. Well, you've got to be a good travel consumer as well. And I think, yes, you can do a lot of research through TripAdvisor and others, but you know, you go to professionals and travel planners like Bon Voyage. That should be your final stop to put it all together.
And you hinted at the point, it's an investment. Your vacation dollars. And so any investment that you make personally, you do need to do research. We love educated travelers. Makes it more fun for us in the engagement process to talk to people that know at least kind of what they're looking for or areas they've been that have been a fantastic trip. So thank you for that.
All right, Ryan, let's talk about some, let's give some people some hints. I had a, Ann and I had a great trip. A lot of our Facebook friends following us when we were over in Portugal, the island of Madeira. I strongly recommend Portugal and Madeira. Very good buy with the euro. The price point was right. Madeira is only an hour and a half flight. Lots of availability from Lisbon. So you can get Lisbon, which is one of the world's great cities.
You bet.
And then you can get that island experience. Madeira was just a shockingly beautiful island. Rugged green beauty. Think of Kauai or Big Sur on steroids, and you've got it with
it's
a great climate
nice.
Of around 70 degrees. And while we were over in Madeira, you were doing some cruising.
We were doing cruising. I have more coming as well. I'll touch quickly on your experience. That's one point that we always like to make. Look at the entire Iberian Peninsula, and you've got some unbelievable historical places, beautiful places to go to that are off the beaten path. If you're going to be in Barcelona, you need to take a run out to Valencia, the founding place of paella, if that is of your ilk, which is definitely on my menu of choice. So wonderful places to go to beyond some of just the major populated cities.
Seville, the historic.
You
I mean, you've got some great places on the Iberian Peninsula. Then you were cruising. You had a great cruise.
I had a great cruise with my family. Yeah. We went to the Caribbean. We were on the Norwegian Escape, which is a fantastic cruise for families. Our kids are 10 and 7, and if you have 10 and 7-year-old boys or know about that, it is energy galore. And so a lot of people might say, oh, a cruise, they're going to be held captive. There's nothing to do on a cruise for kids.
Quite the contrary. I saw your Facebook post. Those kids were busy all day.
We were miniature golf from one water slide to the next. There's a ropes course. There's a theater. We were eating in a different specialty restaurant every night. And in fact, there were 21 restaurants. We couldn't get in all of them in a 7-night cruise. So we left with plans for the next cruise to eat at those other restaurants. But we're flipping the script. I'm fortunate enough to be able to be traveling this coming week back to the Mediterranean with my wife. We're going to be on the inaugural of a new cruise, a new ship that's being built currently, the Regent Seven Seas Explorer. It's being billed as the most luxurious ship ever built.
Wow. And so they have a fine name, the Regent brand. It's terrific.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an all-inclusive brand, so a little bit different than maybe the Norwegian experience that my family experienced, it, where it's almost pay-as-you-go for the types of things you want to do on ship. Regent, it's all included. So there are no fees, there's no tips or gratuities. It is all included in your fare. And I'm excited. So if you're out looking for the next best thing that no one has really done, here's a ship that I'll be sleeping in a bed that has never been slept in on this ship. And on July 13th, so next Wednesday, it will be christened in the port of Monaco. So we'll be in Monte Carlo next Wednesday. So think of the backdrop of Monte Carlo Harbor there. The godmother of the ship will be on site, the Princess of Monaco.
Oh my goodness. There'll probably be a fireworks display, I would imagine.
I would imagine there will be some heightened security, obviously, with that level of royalty in our presence. Yeah. And then to top it all off, I couldn't be more excited. I'm getting chills right now speaking about it. Andrea Bocelli will be conducting a 40-minute concert there in the harbor.
Wow.
And so you add all that up and you say, well, I get to experience that. Not everybody does. Well, that's the level of service. That's the level of luxury that Regent Seven Seas is all about. So you can experience things of that type.
And again, the buys are there with the British exit now coming up from the European Union. The pound is down about up to 15%. So you're talking a very reasonable situation if you've been thinking about a European trip.
And quickly, you and I talk about this all the time. Anything that happens in the world affects travel.
Of course. And
people ask us, well, what affects your business the most? And I say everything. And in some it's good, and some it's not so good. Right. On the surface, everybody initially felt Brexit was going to be catastrophic for North American travelers. Quite the contrary. What you said is absolutely the point to be made, that traveling to Britain and England now, the buys have not been better in the last 20 years for the currency conversion with the pound. So you got to go now. It's a great opportunity to go and experience a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, British Airways and others have specials going. They're capitalizing
a little bit of a fire sale.
They do have it going on. And speaking of airlines, this is kind of breaking travel news. Happened just this morning. And Ryan, we've talked about this, about the visit to Cuba, and we were mentioning that still pending was who would get what slots, what American Airlines would be flying into Havana. We now have the numbers. Overall, some of your thoughts.
Initial thoughts, back to your point, is this charter flights have been available to fly into Cuba. So the groundbreaking point here is it's now commercial. So it's going to be able to be booked like any other international destination. And the Havana flights have been locked in now, the nonstop flights. So looking at the first thought that I have is I'm really glad the breadth of the competition that's in the marketplace. That will help keep the cost down because we're looking at, what, 7 or 8 different carriers that will be flying into Havana nonstop.
8 of them.
Eight of them. So that always helps from a consumer standpoint. That's going to help the consumer keep the cost down. I see heavily weighted the nonstop flights on the Eastern Seaboard or Florida. Really only one west of the Mississippi in Los Angeles. So for those of us locals here in Tucson, always looking for nonstops or at least one stop international destinations. You and I analyzed this and kind of felt that the Tucson, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Havana run that Alaska Airlines will be putting out one flight a day on coming this fall looked like the best option for
most people. I think so, and I like Alaska. I've traveled with them, Tucson up to Seattle. They're a good quality airline.
Yep. So, and if you love American, there's a code share there with American for your frequent flyer programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do love American too. And the only disappointment I would say, and I think American might be a little disappointed too, they wanted service out of DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth as their hub. They didn't get it. Delta did get it out of Atlanta, their hub, which as you pointed out was pretty much East Coast and a lot of, well, you could go also Tucson nonstop, but this is a once-a-week flight into Havana on United out of Houston. So
and you've
there
got
are options for Tucson
options.
People. And,
and
are
Delta
probably
has that nonstop to Atlanta for you. But American's probably the, if there is a loser in all of this, American has to their major hubs, Chicago and DFW, neither one of them landed a nonstop flight to Havana. So for their purposes, I'm sure that doesn't help them. But the Tucson traveler has been advanced their cause with an multiple options to get to Cuba.
All right, Ryan Hansen, Bon Voyage Travel. And it's not too late, folks, if you're looking for a summer cruise. Call Bon Voyage. I mean, you probably can get somebody on an Alaska cruise even, couldn't they?
Wouldn't you want to go to Alaska right now? It's still triple digits
Come on. People thinking, well, they haven't decided. We've got the family vacation.
Still do it.
Call the travel advisors at Bon Voyage. Talk. They've got great ideas.
Yeah, there's last-minute deals to be had, and sometimes those shoulder seasons are always the best to go. September in Alaska is still a beautiful time.
Hey, Ryan, we'll see you in September, sir.
I enjoy my time every time, Bill.
Thank
it's always
you very
good.
Much. I love talking travel. BVTravel.com for Bon Voyage Travel. I also love talking with the counselor, Mr. Don Luce, our legal advisor. He's in the house next. That's it next on the Buckmaster Show. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. Good choice there, Ray. It sounds like a little Cuban music in honor of our talk just a few moments ago about the airline service opening up to Havana, Cuba. We are joined in studio once a month. He's one of our contributors, Attorney Don Luce of Luce, Brown, and Hobkirk & Associates, whose offices are in Tucson, very conveniently located on River Road in Tucson. In fact, very close to the Bon Voyage travel office, right?
Same office complex.
There you go. You guys are neighbors. And of course, Don Luce has a very several offices in the Phoenix area, multiple offices. Mr. Luce is the author of two very popular books on the law, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. How are you, Don?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you, and happy July.
Yeah, here we go with July. And you know, what would a Don Luce Buckmaster segment be without a marijuana update?
And just wouldn't feel right.
We're going to have to get some music for that. Marijuana update with Don Luce. This legalization, marijuana legalization group has really been raising the money, haven't they?
Boy, it reminded me of the news reports about Donald Trump last week about raising money. $2.2 million the proponents of recreational use have raised. That compares against just under $700,000 for those who are against legalized marijuana. And when we speak about legalization, we're talking about recreational use because, as you know, there are already 24 states across the nation that permit medical use, and now the trend is states opening the door to permit recreational use, like Colorado and Oregon and Washington and Alaska and Washington, D.C. Those four states, plus the District of Columbia, already have recreational use statutes. So nationwide, I think we're going to see even more states permit greater usage of marijuana, both for recreational and medical purposes. It is going to be on our ballot in November.
Well, I have all sorts of questions about this whole recreational use. First of all, from a legal point of view, what is considered recreational use? And do you know if those four states and the District of Columbia, do they have different legal definitions of what they considered recreational use?
Okay, so the first step in the process is to set an age under which marijuana is illegal, even under state law. Typically 18 or 21, those are the ages. The states themselves, and we've spoken about this many times, are operating on a different track than the federal government because federally, it is illegal. Marijuana is still considered a Schedule I controlled substance, which means that the DEA does not recognize marijuana as having any discernible or beneficial medical purpose. A lot of people would disagree with that, and there is an ongoing discussion about Congress changing the category of marijuana to a Schedule II, which means that it would open the door for some permissible medical use. But the four states and the District of Columbia don't even require a medical card. In those states where recreational use is permitted, Basically, anyone who can purchase alcohol can also purchase marijuana, and the distribution of those two things is pretty similar. There are stores that dispense marijuana. It's still in recreational states. It's still a very controlled transaction. They have to keep track of the plant from seed to sale, and there mm-hmm. are computer software programs that are in use to do that. But nonetheless, anyone can walk in. You don't have to be a Colorado resident. You or I could fly to Denver tonight and buy marijuana, and it would be perfectly legal under Colorado law. I'm not suggesting
right,
that, Bill.
Of course not.
In Arizona, where it is still limited to medical purposes, it's a bit different. In Arizona, a marijuana user must possess a medical marijuana card. And there are now 89,000 individuals in Arizona, or about 1% of the population, who have medical marijuana cards. And they can go to any one of Arizona's 99 medical marijuana dispensaries and buy medical marijuana.
Ingrid has called us, I believe, at 790-2040. Ingrid has a question about the smoke from a marijuana cigarette. Go ahead, Ingrid.
And more than that, if it's all right.
Sure.
Yes, the smoke that comes from marijuana that's in cigarette form impacts other people, and there's absolutely no excuse for that. It gets into their bloodstreams and shows up during tests, and of course impacts mm-hmm. their health. So there's no excuse for it. It can be put into a liquid form, as we all saw on TV last night when the medication was being delivered to a very young child who was having medical problems.
Okay, Ingrid, what's your question real quickly?
Well, approving this is just asking for more trouble.
Okay.
And we should at least put this into liquid form. All of it, medical, not medical, and the petition that's going around is going to limit the sale of this is going to be limited to a kind of cannabis cartel. Only people who already have medical marijuana licenses to sell medical marijuana are going to be allowed to sell this.
Okay, we're going to have to run. Ingrid, thank you. Her statement, Don Luce.
You know, Ingrid raises a very good point, and that is that the existing operators of medical marijuana dispensaries are going to be, under this proposal, first in line. Now, there are only going to be initially about 150 marijuana dispensaries if this legalization measure passes. 99 medical marijuana dispensaries are currently in operation. Those 99 operators would stand in line at the front of the line for the 150 licenses for the recreational marijuana dispensaries. So Ingrid correctly pointed out that the operators of the state's existing dispensaries have a huge head start in this endeavor to open the 150 recreational dispensaries, if that comes about.
Back to the live line about medical marijuana. Mark would like to join us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, we'll make it quick here. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know that Arizona used to have tax stamps for marijuana, and is that still valid?
Mm. Oh, good question, Mark. I have no idea, but I
probably too old.
probably, but I will suggest this: if recreational marijuana usage is permitted, Arizona probably stands to generate hundreds of millions of dollars annually in sales tax from the sale of recreational marijuana. Mm.
All right. Thank you, Mark. So that would be a huge boost to the Arizona coffers.
Just like Colorado's coffers, marijuana in Colorado is a huge business by anybody's standard. And the state of Colorado has, in the short time that recreational marijuana has been legal there, collected hundreds of millions of dollars in sales tax from marijuana sales.
Don, this is on other ballot. California is also getting involved in this as well.
California is going to be one of the states that also has a ballot measure for recreational use of marijuana. As I mentioned earlier, there are currently four states and the District of Columbia with recreational marijuana statutes. There are 24 states nationwide that permit medical marijuana use.
And we've talked about it before, Don Luce. We'll have a new president of the United States, and how that president and his administration will view all of this activity really opens up a lot of questions.
It does. So here's the current status on the DOJ's position with regard to marijuana use. The DOJ has taken the position that so long as the operators of these dispensaries are not promoting crime, in other words, minors are not permitted at or near the dispensaries, the growing of the plants is done in accordance with federal and state regulations, and there are not nefarious actors involved in the process, the DOJ is not going to prosecute either the dispensary owners or the people who are using medical marijuana pursuant to the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act or the medical marijuana acts of the 23 other states who have medical marijuana statutes. That having been said, that is merely a position statement. A new administration could change that in a heartbeat.
That's right, overnight.
So there you go.
Don Luce, thank you very much. Don Luce, Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, a very valuable book, as is Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, available at all the locations and especially Amazon. Right, Don Luce?
Amazon.com. Thank you, Bill.
There you go. Thanks, Don Luce. Coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, and then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 in the morning, and then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone. I'll be back for our Friday Focus interview. We're going to talk about, you got a problem with a pothole? Daryl Cole, the transportation director, will be my guest. Have a great afternoon and evening.